people that are Relim should have a kapara, we're saying it doesn't pass according to Rava. Why? Because since these people are Relim, they're not roy to being a Korban Pesach, their shame is not chal on a Korban Pesach. Why don't we say here also hoyel? If they would make a bris milah, they would be roy. Just like you're saying here, if guests come in, then we'll say the cooking is done for the guests. So Marcel's poshit. Hocho mechusa maisa, hosom le mechusa maisa. Why you bris milah? You're missing a big maisa. To do a bris milah is not so easy. Frati's an older person now. It's a big maisa to do. That rabbi says we don't set it for a hoyel. If. Who says we'll make a bris milah? He didn't make one until now. Who says he's going to do one? To do such a strong maisa, the bris milah, that we don't say. So look at him the way he is right now. Right now this person is an Orum. Is he roy to bring a Korban Pesach? No. He's not a Bakapurim. So therefore, if the Kayin that was shechting these people, the first five, the Kosher people's Korban, I'm going to ask that the other five people should get a Kapurim. Since they're not roy to bring a Korban Pesach, they don't pass them. Because the Pesach says, Olov, we dash in Olov, v'loyachaveiroi, do me the day. It's only your friend that could also have a kapara from the korban. Mashenkin and Oro can't have a kapara from korban Pesach. There's no paslis. That's Rabbis for him. Mashenkin guests, that's not a big maisa. You don't have to do anything special. Maybe guests will walk in by themselves. So since it's a svara, maybe guests could come in. As long as they could come in, with the raisa, there's no iser. With the rabbanan tak, it's still also to cook from yontif to choyom. That's the rachel why when we cook from yontif to Shabbos, we make an erev tashilim. Even though midirais it's mutter to cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos because you say it's for Avhoyel, but midirabbanan though it's still osur. It's only mutter with an error of tashilin. But this is a teretz to Rava. The Akol Bona Chret Gemara. El the Rav Chizda, Rav Chizda Kasha. But the Chur is a stira now in Rav Chizda. Here Rav Chizda says you don't say hoyel. Madoch he doesn't say an easy hoyel that maybe guests will come in. So it's not considered you're cooking for hoyel. No, we don't say maybe if guests will come. Right now you bake this cake. For tomorrow, you get malchus for it. So how could Rav Chizda say here, when you're making this zrika for this Korban Pesach, I'm going to ask that these people that are Reilim should have a kapara? Yes, they're considered a bad kapara. Either an Oro, so Rav Chizda, because maybe they'll make a bris milah. I, it's a kasha. Madach, you don't say a poshut of maisa, you shouldn't say a strong maisa. And for the Gemara, Amri, I'll tell you like this. He left the Rav Chizda hoyol lekula, lechum reislei. Together, Rav Chizda Taka holds that Lakula, to be maker with the Svar of Hoyel, he doesn't say. And there is really, he does know from the Svar of Hoyel. Of Lechumra Isle, to say Lechumra, that the Korban should be Pasul, then he does say. So here by Korban Pesach, to Pasul the Korban Pesach to go Lechumra, he does hold the Svar of Hoyel. Mashenka, when you're baking on Yom Tif to Hoyel, there he holds you get Malkus. You want to say Svar of Hoyel, Lakula, that you don't say. So Tais explained, what does it mean Lakula and Lechumra? Nero, the Rav Chizda, loy posl elam in Rabbon. The Midiraisa l'shech l'chalak bein l'chumr bein l'kula. Or Midiraisa loy amrin l'hoyel klal. In a chanami. Midiraisa Rav Chizda does not hold the Svara of Hoyel. He doesn't know the Svara if. No, nothing if. It depends how you are right now. Therefore, if you bake on Yom Tif with a machshava, you're baking for tomorrow for Hoyel, the locher is taki, you get Malkus. We don't say if guests will come in. Right now, no guests came in. You're baking now for tomorrow. Midirais, you get Malkus. That's Rav Chizda Svarim. Just Midirabbanan, though, you do say the Svar of Hoyel, where it's legated to be machmer upon the person. So here by Korban Pesach, that's what Rav Chizda says, that if the Kohen B'Shaz Rika had in mind that I'm making this Rika now, that those five people over there that were not appointed on the Korban, they're just Arelim. I want them to get the kapara, so to hear the yes, the psul is chal. Why is the psul chal? I right now they're not roy for the korban, for the kapara. The teretism with the rabbanon though we chayshid. Maybe you say hoyel if that person would fix himself up and make a bris milah, he would be roy for korban pesach. He is called the ba kapara since he's called the ba kapara. Therefore, we leave him alone and say it is possible. That's what Chizda is for him. So that's where Rav Ashi learns the machloek is Rav Chizda and Rabba. Yeah. All right, we'll stop here. You're holding up Samach Beis. So again, really we're coming to answer the first Shiloh. That the first Shiloh of the Gemara was, if you have a Machshava for an Oral, that means when you shach the Shechita, the Kohen, whoever shechted to it, he wants the kapor of the korban pesach to be for an oru and for mulim. That was the first gemara. Shaila, what's the locha when you have a machshava for both? So first the gemara said that it should be doima to tumah. When you have a machshava for five people, two of them are tumah, two of them are not, or three of them are not. So locha is the korban is kosher. So you see, by tumah we say miksas is kosher. So that was the tzad that said that a miksas orla is also kosher. That was the gemara before. Now the gemara of samach beis goes like this. Omalei mazutra brei derav derav Mori leRavina. His mazutra, the son of Rav Mori, said to Ravina, Ketoni, we learned before the svar was hayol biorlo poiselis. Since by an oral, if you have a machshava, you think that you shechtin this korban for a person that's an oral, the tuma poiselis. Who then, if you think about a person that's tomei, it's also no good. So the locher is ma tuma, just like when you think v'shashchitim that this korban pesach should be for a person that's tomei. Lo yosa bo miksas tuma kechol tuma. That we say, if you're only thinking of a miksas, that means five yes and five no, the korban is kosher. Only when you're thinking totally of people that are tomei, the korban is kosher. That's the locher by tuma, that we do not make miksas like kula. In other words, the miksas is kosher, only kula is posel. Is af orlo, we said before, the same svara should be when you're thinking about a person that's an oral. Loyosa miksas orlo kechol orlo. We do not make a machshav of hef. That means if you're thinking of for 10 people, and 5 of them are oral, don't have a bris milah, and 5 of them do have a bris milah, but since you are thinking about some people that do have a bris milah, the korban is kosher. That's the Gemara said before, that we learn out orlo from the machshavas tumah. Now, Fred Gemara, hi tumma echidomi. How are we talking about yada machshav erev atomi? What do you mean that the machshavas tumah is no good? Well, no good means that only miksas is kosher. I mean, it's only possible when you have kulay. What's the case? Ilayma betumas gavri, if you want to say, like we're thinking, where the person is tomei, in other words, you have 10 people that own this korban pesach, since the person that checks think for all 10, since 5 of them are tomei and 5 are tor, since there are some people that are tor, that's why the korban is tor. The korban is kosher. Avizoi, umayla yosabo miksas tumik achol tumma. What do you mean by tumma? We did not make half of a machshava like the whole thing. What does that mean? If you have 4 or 5 people that belong to this korban pesach, that's true, they're tomei. But you have another 4 or 5 people that also belong to this korban pesach. In other words, there are 10 people that were mamun on this korban pesach. Is alocha loypaf the lu tomeim l'torim? We say even though the person that's shechting thinks that this korban should also be for the people that are tomei, still we say the korban is kosher, latorim, for the Torah people. And since there are some people that are tor, the korban is kosher. In other words, miksas tomeim do not passel. It's only possible if you only think about the people that are tomei. So, we're learning out now orlo from tomeim. For the Gemara, the Gemara gabi orlo, we want to say the same svar applies by an oral. Nami is the same case. Holoi pasli, it's not possel. The Tanan, Fred Gemara Kasha, what do you have to learn out Orla? From Tameya, it's not from the Mishnah. It's our Mishnah we just learned, the Tanan. Lemulim ulareilim kosher. The Mishnah says if you have in mind, Bashash Chitam, that this korban should be mechuper for people that have a bris milah, people that don't have it, the locher is kosher. How come the Bryce before says, Tuma, that's Pshitam, that if you think for half and half, the korban is kosher. How come we have a suffix? What's the locha by your law? That was the pshat in the price before. We don't know what's the locha. If you think for shashchita for an oral, when is it possible? Is it only possible when you only think for the oral? Or is it even possible when you think for both categories? For the mulim and for the relim. That was the price of suffix before. And the price learned it out from tumah. For the more now, why do we know more tumah than we know oral? If you know the Mishnah we just learned, the Mishnah says clearly, by both cases the Mishnah says, it's kosher. The Mishnah says, Lamulim l'reilim, l'tmeim l'torim kosher. It's a Stam Mishnah here, that says if you have a machshava for both of them, for mulim and for reilim, or else for tmeim and for torim, it's kosher. So why is our Braisa say, the loch of an oral, we don't know what the loch is. Now we'll learn out the loch of an oral from the loch of a tumah. If it's talking about the tumah where the person is tumah, that's enough in the Mishnah here. And this Mishnah says both cases. So if this Braisa knew the Mishnah, what's the suffix? So what says Ella could be Tanka, they did not know our Mishnah. Ella betumas boser. No, the Braisa says we'll learn out Ola from tumah, that means with the meat, where the korban itself became tumah. Of Zoyu Maila also bo mixas tumah. What does it mean that if the meat of the korban pesach became tummy, if a part of it became tummy, not everything becomes tummy? What does that mean? If one of the limbs of the animal became tummy, that was already cut up, the animal was cut up into pieces, and the sheretz touched one piece now. So one piece of meat that the sheretz touched, that's taka kachim, that's tummy, the locha is you have to burn it. But the rest of the pieces of meat, you're allowed to eat it. So that's the pshat. When a part of the meat became tameh, only that part is tameh, the rest is tor. So that's the pshat. We're learning out now the machshava of Orla from the machshava from the locha of tameh, where a piece of the meat became tameh, so the whole korban does not become tameh. So this has nothing to do with our Mishnah. So this didn't we know, but we didn't know the locha of our Mishnah, what's the locha by an Orla. For the Gemara now, b'maya kimta, what do you want to say this Bryce is talking about? Betumas Basar. We're learning out the machshav of Orla from a case of Basar, where the meat of the korban became tummy, that was saying even though a part became tummy, the rest is not tummy. Of Zay Ema Sefer. What does the end of the Bryce say that we learned yesterday? Ema Sefer. The other sort of Bryce was, I do maybe no. Let's learn out Orla from Chuslas Manai. When you have a machshav, a teeth, a part of the korban, Chuslas Manai, the korban becomes piggle. Even though you only have a mind, teach us one kezayis. So there we see a machshava on a part of the korban, pasul do korban. That was the sefer. So we don't know which way to learn out from. Should we learn out from tumah, or should we learn out from chutzas manoi? So the Bryce before said, donin dover, sheinim noy b'chol azvachim. We learn out something that's not nogeya to all zvachim. Midover sheinim noy b'chol azvachim. So something else that's also not noy by all zvachim. Don't teach me Zman. In other words, we want to learn out the Machshav of Orla. You can learn out from one or two cases. Either from the case of Tumah, or else from the case of Chusla Zmanai. So we're saying we'd rather learn out the Machshav of Orla from the Machshav of Tumah, because both these two cases are not Noig B'chol HaKodshim. They're only Nogeya by Korban Pesach. Mashenkin the Machshav of Chusla Zmanai, Pigol, that's Nogeya B'chol HaKodshim. So let's rather learn out Orla from Tameya, rather than Pigle. That's what the Braisa said. Shredding more now. Umay Tumah. What kind of Tumah are we talking about that's only negate the Korban Pesach and no other Korban? In name of Tumas Basar, if you want to tell me we're talking about now Tumas Basar, where the Kiddush was, where if the meat became Tumay, you're not allowed to eat it. You have to burn the meat. Shredding more now. My enemy name B'chol HaZvachim. Why isn't this Halachan again B'chol HaZvachim? This is a klav yol zvachim, that any time any meat of the kachim became tummy, you're not allowed to eat it, but the locha is you have to burn it. It's not a locha only in the Korban Pesach, it's a locha of anything, oilish lomim. Any time the meat became tummy, you're not allowed to burn it. So why does the Sefer Lebraisa say that tummy is only in the gate of Korban Pesach? El Lepshita, rather the end of the Braisa is talking about, the tumas gavri, where the person is tummy. By all other kabonas, even though the owner of the korban is tummy, so what? He's allowed to make a shliach, he'll send it with somebody else to bring it to the Beis HaMikdash, and he can have a korban brought for him. The only time he can't have a korban brought, if you're tomei, is only for the Korban Pesach. Like we always say, because the ikra of the Korban Pesach is, in order to be able to eat it. So if you're tomei, you can't eat it, it's no good. Like Rashi says, Lo yipasa lo tomei lepesach al torim. Oral v'tomei meshachon korban says Rashi, b'yazorim. Every other korban, an oral or a tomei, could send that korban to the Beis HaMikdash. Chutz mi Pesach, but not the korban Pesach. The dinan ruyel oichloi. By a korban Pesach, you have to be able to eat it. Sha'achilas bailov ma'keves boy. By a korban Pesach, there's the one korban that is only kosher if the bailam could eat from the meat. In a case where the meat is tomei, or the bailam is tomei, that the bailam can't eat from the meat, there's no korban. The achsiv, the pasuk says, v'fi ochloi techoiso. Here's a special example of the ikar, the korban pesach is teat. So if we're talking about tumas gavri, that's very good. This is the only korban, if the owner is tumay, that you don't bring the korban. Because the whole Indian of korban pesach is teat the meat. If you are tumay, you can't eat the meat. Merely you don't bring the korban pesach. El apshit tumas gavri. What does it mean that it's not nagei b'chol hazvachim by all other karbonis? Dilu b'chol hazvachim, because by all other karbonis, the locher is orel v'tomei. If the owner of this korban oil or shlomim is an oral, he never had a bris mila, or else he's a talmudic person. Still, mishalchin korban asayim, he's allowed to send his korban with the shliach. He'll take somebody else, let his friend say, "You be my shliach, and you bring this korban to the Beis Hamikdash, and the kohen will bring the korban for me." So it's mutter to bring any korban you want, even though you're talmudic. Vilu b'pesach, mashenken by korban pesach. Here it depends upon the owner of the korban. Oral b'talmudic. If the owner is an oral, or if the owner is a tomei, the locher is ein meshalchim pischayim. You're not allowed to send your pesach to the Beis Hamikdash. The kohen doesn't bring the korban. Like we always say, why? Because the ikra of the korban pesach is that the owner has to be able to eat it. If the owner is an oral or is a tomei that he can't eat the korban, the melu we don't bring the korban. So this is a special locher only in the day of a korban pesach and not the other korbanos. So that's what a brisa says. We'd rather learn out the machshavas orlam, the machshava of an oral from the machshava of tumah, because those these two things are only negated to korban pesach. So this is talking about what case where the person, the owner, is tumah. For the gemara, that's a bit lamadna. Reisha b'tumas bosom. The beginning of the brisa that says we learn out the machshava of orlam from the machshava of tumah. You're telling me now that's not talking about the person, because the person is not in the mishnah. So we're rather talking about the tumah means where the meat became tumah. The sefer b'tumas gavrin, but the end of the brayser for sure was talking about where the person became tummy, because if the meat became tummy, that halacha is nogei b'chol hakodshim. It's not only by korban pesach, but any korban you want. If the meat became tummy, you have to burn it. So if the end of the brayser says we're talking about the thing that's only nogei to korban pesach, that means where the person, the owner, became tummy. Where other korbanos you could send your korban, only korban pesach you can't send it. So the Vissel Modna, the ratio of the price is talking about the meat, and the end of the price is talking about the person. Someone yes it back, yes in. You can say such a terrorist. I'll tell you, shame tumor kaporach. It's talking about the ratio is talking about where the meat became tummy, and the safe is talking about where the bailam became tummy. I have to learn out one from the other, because they both have a shame tumor on it. So it's a svara now, we know there's a machshavas orum. Bishash sheet of the korban pesach, if you think that this korban should be for an oral, is possible. What about the mixas oral? If you have 10 people in mind, 5 of them are oral, 5 of them are not, we don't know what the locher is. So we're saying we're learning it out now from the loch of tumas basar. Then we say, maybe no, learn it out from the loch of chuslas manoi, where there it is possible. So we bring a raya, no, it's more mistarbut learn out from tumah, because tumah and oral is only the game by korban pesach. This tum is the person, and before we're talking about the tum of the basar, but there it is, they're both the same tum adom. They're both tummy. So it's more mistarvah to learn out the machshav of orla from halach of tumma. Because by tumma there is a case where the owner is tummy, where that halach is only in the gate of korban pesach. And who adin halach of orla, of an orum, is also only in the gate of korban pesach. So therefore it's mistarvah to learn out one from the other. That's Shana the Bryce before. The boy is saying with other territories, Seifa Nami B'tumas Basar. I'll tell you no. The end of the Bryce is also talking about Tumas Basar, where the meat of the korban became tummy. So the question was then, Omai Einu Noi B'chol HaZvachim. What does it mean, it's not Nogei B'chol HaKodshim? The kash was, every kodshim has the same halacha. Whenever the meat of the korban becomes tummy, you're not allowed to use the meat. You have to burn it. So why is it then only a korban pesach? It's halacha in all korbanos. So the Gemara answers like this. Dielu b'chol hazvachim, by all other kodshim, the loch is like this. Bein shenit mucheilev, whether only the fats of the korban, the murim, the part of the korban that you're going to bring on the mizbech and burn, whether that part became tummy. Ubos akayim, but you still have some meat left. Then we still make a zrikas adam. Or else the opposite way. Bein shenit mubosar, whether the meat of the korban became tummy. V'cheilev kayim, but I call upon him, there is some cheilev there. Is Zurek as Adam. That's the loch you're allowed to make this week as Adam. In other words, like one man, the Yama Rashi means Adam is Vachim. Yeah, Rashi, the more, it says a little more later, it says, Dilu Bishaz Vachim Rav Yeshua, the Yama Bekeitz of Tselim, in ain Vosser ain Dam. That means, if you don't have any meat to the korban, you don't make this week as Adam. You're only allowed to make this Rikas Adam after the Shechita and the Kabbalah, to make this Rikah, if later there's going to be one of the two things. Either there's still some fat left over that they're going to burn on the Mizbeach, or else there's some meat left over that the Kohen will eat. If you have one of these two things, then you can make a Zrikas Adam. But if you're missing both of them, if let's say the meat became tummy and the chayla became tummy, that you can't do with either one of them, then you're not allowed to make the Zrika, that the korban is possible. So it's enough by other korbanos if either one is kayim, either the meat or else the fats. That's the loch of chol azlochim. Mashenken vilu bePesach, mashenken by korban Pesach, the loch is like this. Nit mochelev, if only the fat of the korban became tomei, that you can't bring the emurim, ubosakayim. But I call upon him, the meat is still here. That the bailam will be able to eat the meat of the korban is alocha zorek es adam. You're allowed to make the zrika, you can make the korban pesach. Hey, as long as there's some meat here that the owner will be able to eat, to mekayim the mitzvah of achilas pesach, there's an inyan to make the zrika adam. Mashenke nit mabosar. Let's say by korban pesach, the meat became tomei. The chel of kayim, but our korban of the fats are still here. There's still the part of the korban that the kayim will be makav agavi amizbeach. Is the halacha by other korbanos, we do make this zrika. The korban is kosher. Mashenkin by korban pesach, the halacha is ein azurik es adam. You don't make this zrika adam, like we're saying the whole time, because the whole yisfed of a korban pesach is to have meat that the bialim should be able to eat. So in this case, where the meat of the korban became tummy. So what are you making the zrika for? You can't eat the meat later. You only want to make the zrika now. I'm going to ask, there'll be enough to make a haftarah semurim. The fats are still here. You'll burn the fats. That's not enough. Because by korban pesach, it's not enough just to make the zrika and the haftarah semurim, but rather there has to be meat for the bialim to eat. So that's the chiddush here. This halacha, where the meat became tummy, even though the fats are still here, by all other korbanos, the lacharej, you do bring the korban. Just by korban pesach, we don't bring the korban. So Melo, the whole Bryce is talking about the meat became tummy. So the Gemara, the Maya Kimta, what do you want to say this whole Bryce is talking about? That we're learning out the Machshavi, you think about an oral from the din of tumah. What type of a din tumah? Vosser. We're talking about now only where the meat became tummy. Same with Sefer. What was the end of this Bryce? It said like this. Donin dover shlehuta mekloli. Maybe no, I should learn out the Machshavas oral from the Machshavas chuslas manoi. And not from the loch of tumah. Why? Don in dover shlehuta mekloli. I learn out this machshav of oral by korban pesach. There's never a case that an oral is allowed to bring a korban pesach. There's never a huta mekloli. Mi dover. I should learn it out from hilchas tumah, from hilchas chuslas manoi. Mi dover shlehuta mekloli. From a loch of pigul, there's never a have to eat pigul. Anytime you have the machshav with a loch of pigul, it's always chal pigul. There's never a have to pigul. Mashenkein tumah. You can't learn out from the lochas of tumah shrei hutra mekloli. That's what the brayta says. Tumah is different because tumah has a hutra mekloli. That means amol of the whole tzibur wants to bring a korban and the whole tzibur is tumah. The locher is tumah hutra betzibur. If the whole tzibur is tumah, you're allowed to bring the korban even though you're tumah. Even though the kahanim are tumah, the kahanim are allowed to do the avoidum. If this is a korban tzibur, and roiv kahanim atomei, even the tzmedek kahanim are also allowed to do the avoidim. So it's called hutra mekloli. By tumah, even though by korban yochid, or if it's only one person, he can't do it for tumah. But when the tzibur is tumah, that's a locha tumah hutra betzibur. So that's why we don't learn out oral from tumah, but rather learn out oral from chuslas manoi. That's what the Braita said. The Gemara says, b'mai. Or what case of tumah are we talking about? Ilaimah b'tumas bos. If you want to tell me now the way you're learning, it's talking about tumas bosor, where the meat is tamei. Heichi hutra. Where do you have to have a case that that's hutra? There's never a case by kochim where if the meat became tamei that you're allowed to eat the meat. Not that we say tumah hutra b'tzibur, it only means if the korban became tamei, or if the people are tamei, still they can be makir of the korban. So you're allowed to bring the korban b'tumah if it's a korban tzibur and rove them are tamei. That's a loch of the crane to do the avoida. But that's all. It's only huta to do the zrikas adam and the aktoros emurim. But achila sodom is never a heter. Nobody's allowed to eat bosa that's tummy. So if you're telling me now this Bryce is talking about the meat that was tummy, there's never huta mekloli. The meat never has a heter. The meat of kutchim that's tummy is always awesome. There's never a heter to eat the meat that's tummy. There's only a heter to do the avoida, to make a shchita, to make a zrika, to make aktoros emurim, but not eat it. That's the most kasha. Bosar hechi hutra. Where is the case that you have had to eat the meat of a korban neftomei. Ela pshita, elamai, what does the end of the braisa mean? Ketuma betumas gavri. It means where the person, where the owner is tomei. That they're usually a tomei person. Can't come into the base of Migdish. You don't do the avoider when you're tomei, but when it's a korban tzibur, and rov tzibur is tomei, then the loch mezah could be brought, even though the people are tomei. The heichu hutra mekloli, where is the case that's hutter to bring a korban even though you're tomei? But tzibur, in the case of a korban tzibur. Where rov tzibur is tomei, that's where it's hutter. So now we're coming out. Reisha of a tumas boser. The beginning of the braisa has to be talking about the tumas boser. And sefer the tumas gavri. The end of the braisa now that says, don't learn out from tumah because tumas hutra betzibur has to be talking about where the person became tumi. So it's a bissel modna. And the Gemara knows the same tales like before. In shem tumah kaporach. The yikah we're learning out from is machshavas oral from a case with the meat. Where part of the meat became tumah, the locker is. Only that part is tumi and not the rest of the korban. So you see, by tumas bosta, when the meat became tumi, only the part that's tumi is tumi, the rest is not. I, the end of the braisa, learns it out from the loch of tumah, where the person is tumi, that there it is, shame tumah. It's one name tumi. Whether you're tumi, whether the meat is tumi, it's the same shame, the same name. Therefore, you could learn out one from the other. The boy is saying, another terrace says, I'll tell you, kula b'tumas boser. Everything is talking about tumas boser. That the reish is talking about learning out from where part of the meat became tomei, that the rest of the meat is not tomei, and the chur shred a sefer then. The sefer says you can't learn out from tumah because that's hutra b'kloli. The question was, if we're talking about the meat that's tomei, where do we ever find you're allowed to eat meat that's tomei? The teretz is, v'heichu hutra, where do we find you're allowed to? V'tumas pesach. In the case of tumas pesach, enoch nami, where korban pesach is brought, v'tomei, then you're allowed to eat it even though the meat is tomei. The Tanan, we learned like this. Pesach habo betumah. In a case where the whole tzibur is tummy. So you're allowed to bring the korban pesach even though the tummy. Is the locha necha betumah. You're allowed to eat from the meat also. This is the only time the korban is different. Only the korban pesach. Even though the other kodeshim was saying if the korban is tummy, you could do the avoida, only the avoida, not eating the meat. But by korban pesach, here you're even allowed to eat the meat. In a case where rov tzibur was tummy. And they are ahead to bring the korban betumah, you're even allowed to eat the meat. What's the rayim? What's the din? Shloibo mitchilosei ela lachila. That's the cloud. That the whole yisrael of a korban pesach is only tidit. So what do you mean if the tzibur is tumah, you're allowed to bring the korban? If you're going to tell me though you can't eat the meat, what's the purpose of bringing the korban pesach? The whole purpose of the korban pesach is only to be able to eat the meat. So the hecher, when a korban pesach is brought, when rove the tzibur is tumah, the locher is, you're even allowed to eat the meat also. In the top Rashi says, Shemitchilos Aleibo, Loi Nemro Haboes Ika Pesach. Whenever the Torah is said to bring a korban pesach, Elo Leachilo. The main purpose for bringing the korban pesach is to be able to eat it. V'chishayi Rachmonim, Lesuyevatumab Rav Tzibur. In a case where Rova the Tzibur, most of the people are Tomei, that you're allowed to bring the korban pesach, even though they're Tomei, Kedestiva the Posik says, Ish Ish, Ki Yeh Tomei, so we darshan Ish Nitchila Pesach Sheni. Only if one person is tummy, he's pushed off to Pesach Sheni. But the tzibur is not pushed off for Pesach Sheni. So what then? When tzibur is tummy, we say you bring the korban now when in the tummy. Is one, when the Torah says bring it when the tummy, what does the Torah want from this korban Pesach? Is adaita lamech lesharya. The Torah only said it's mutter to bring this korban if you can eat it. So therefore we have to say that you're allowed to eat a korban Pesach. So korban Pesach takra is different. Even though it's brought betumei with betzibur, but you're allowed to eat it here also. Even though shan kotchim mikini with the tumei, pechach korban pesach is different. So you know, that's trying the whole brisa. Senech nami, the brisa is talking about dafka tumas boser, and even tumas boser has a hutra mekloli. But I call upon we came out yesterday that we do learn out hilchas oral from hilchas tumah, like it says in our Mishnah, that when do we say b'shan shrito, you think about an oral is a posel, only if you're only thinking about an oral. Kuloi orlo. But once you think about miksas orum, you have 10 people involved. 5 of them have a bris milah, 5 not. And b'shas shchit, you think about all 10. Then the locher is the korban is kosher. And who are then by tumor also? If you have 10 people, 5 of them are tummy and 5 of them are not. As long as you have one person that's tor, for one person the korban is kosher. The locher is the korban is kosher. It's only possible kula machshava, but miksas machshava doesn't possible. The Gemara,
Mosi Rav Huna Breda of Yeshua. So Rav Huna Breda of Yeshua will come to ask a kasha now, a question now. The halacha is like this. Ha Pesach Shav Rosh Nosi. If you had a Korban Pesach, you will mock the shit, let's say, wait, at the beginning of the year, for a Korban Pesach. And the halacha is the Korban Pesach is only kosher the first year. When this seh becomes a year old, after it's 1 year old, it's possible for Korban Pesach. The Torah says, Zochram, Ben Shana, only that year you can have it. When it's 1 year old already, you can't use it. So here, our Pesach, this Korban Pesach, Shav Rosh Nosi. You will mock the shit, let's say, Elu, and you didn't use it this Pesach, nor Pesach went by this Pesach, and now, the next Elul, it's a year old already. V'shoch, so locher is, v'shoch atoy bismanei. If you shechted this Pesach now, which is posel, because it's a year and a half old, if you wait till the next coming Pesach, now this seh, this limb, is a year and a half old. By year and a half, it's posel for Korban Pesach. So if you shechted on Erev Pesach, lishmoi, you shechted then l'shem Korban Pesach, it's posel the Korban. Because right now you're shechting l'shem Korban Pesach, it's not roy for Korban Pesach. It's more than a year old. You can't use it for Korban Pesach. V'chein, the same halacha is ha'shechet achirim l'shem Pesach bizmanai. The same halacha replies, if on Erev Pesach you shecht other korbanos, v'chein ha'shechet achirim, you bring in a shlomim or an oil on Erev Pesach, l'shem Pesach bizmanai, you have the machshava that it should be for Pesach. In other words, on Erev Pesach itself, after Chatzos, at the time when you're supposed to bring Korban Pesach, now, the Kohen that's bringing a Shlomim, or bringing a Korban Oilah, he has a Shinu Kodesh. He thinks now, B'Shas Sheshchito, or B'Shas Tadal Ravoidis. Not I have in mind I should do a Shlomim, but rather I want this Korban to be for Korban Pesach. That's called Shinu Kodesh. He's the Alokha, we have Leza Poisel. We have Leza says, in such a case, the Korban now becomes Posel. Posel means you have to take the Korban and burn it, you can't use it anymore. Is a tremendous chiddush of Rebbe Lezer. Because the locher is, by a regular kutchen, the Mishnah there, in the beginning of Zvachim says, kol ha-zvachim, like a korban oila or korban shlomim. Even though you're supposed to think the shame, the oila or the shame shlomim, let's say you had a shilu kodesh, you had a korban shlomim. Instead of thinking for shlomim, you thought for korban oila. The locher is, the korban is still kosher. Shinu Kodesh doesn't pass up by an oilo or by a shlomim. The korban is still kosher, just the owner doesn't get his kapara. He has to bring another korban to get kapara. But I call upon him, the korban is kosher. The only time the korban is possible is either by korban chatis or else by korban pesach. By korban pesach, that's exactly the custom we had before, that if a shash chitas pesach, you think for another korban, you pass to the korban pesach. He does something else. That's chuslas mamay. This chuslas, this psul kodesh, shinu kodesh. The Rebbe Lezer is saying a tremendous chiddush. Let's say on Erev Pesach itself, when you have this other kabonis, on Erev Pesach, you have a shlomim. So the whole year round, if you shech the shlomim, l'shem a korban pesach, the korban will still be kosher. It's only called shinu kodesh, and the korban will still be kosher. But now on Erev Pesach, if you shech the shlomim, l'shem pesach, so you're making a shinu kodesh on the shlomim, it becomes possible now. Because since you had in mind it should be a korban pesach, and a korban pesach with a shinu kodesh is possible, so Rebbe Lezer says the korban now becomes possible. That's the chiddush of Rebbe Lezer. Rebbe Lezer holds possible. If you have Yeshua, Yeshua says no machshir. If you have Yeshua holds this mutter, it's not possible now. It's because you're shechting your shlomim now, and the loch of the shlomim is, if you do it with a shinu kodesh, l'shem pesach, the korban is still kosher. It doesn't become possible. And Rashi says, Rebbe Lezer poysom, time of wise is tam, neforish a perakamot is vochim, oma pesach shal moisroi, vor shlomim. If you have a korban pesach that's left over after pesach, it's brought for shlomim. Still we say, shochatu l'shem shlomim, bizman may posel. If b'shas it's erev pesach now, bizman shchitas pesach. If you shech the pesach l'shem shlomim, the korban is posel. Is who had in the opposite way? Shlomim. If you have a korban shlomim, shem moisroim vor pesach. It doesn't eventually come to be a Korban Pesach. It remains a Rebbe Lezer white puzzle. Rebbe Shua holds no. It's Machshir. He doesn't know from the Svarim. Rashi Rebbe Shua Machshir. The whole Zvachim should Zvachim stole the Shemon Sherim. He doesn't know any Korban. Even though you shecht it for another Korban, it's still kosher. Chutz mi Pesach b'chatis. Only the Korban Pesach and the Korban Chatis has the halachis that if you shecht it, stole the Shemoi, it becomes possible. So So the kitzur from Achlekes Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua. If you shecht on Erev Pesach, you have a korban shlomim, and you shecht to Lashem Pesach, does the korban become posel or not? Yeah. So more stuff like this. Taimoi, the Lord Rabbi Yeshua Machshim. Taimoi bizmanai. When is the psul now? When is the Machlekes? Only bizman Erev Pesach. If on Erev Pesach, when now is the time to bring a korban Pesach, you shecht now a korban shlomim, and you think right now the shlomim should be l'shem Pesach, then we say it's possible. Tzadik though, hoshloi bizmanoi, the rest of the year though, when it's not Erev Pesach, if you bring in a shlomim now, and b'shas d'shchita, you have in mind there should be a korban Pesach, it's kosher. The korban is not possible. It's even Rabbi Yeshua, even Rabbi Lez also be kosher there. Because Rabbi Lez only says it's possible if you do it on Erev Pesach. But the rest of the year it's kosher. There's a kasher of Yamai. Now this is going to be a kasher back to Rav Chizda before. We said before Rav Chizda said the Sfora from Hoyel. If something would happen, it would be kosher, it's considered kosher now. But that was Rav Chizda's Sfora before. That if you shecht the Korban Pesach for an Arul, it's possible. Even though an Arul can't bring a Korban Pesach, but we said if he would make a bris milah to himself, he would become Roi, so it's considered like that person is Roi, could bring the Korban right now. That was Rav Chizda's Sfora we had before. So now, we're going to ask the kasher on Rav Chizda. According to Rav Chizda, why here do we say it's kosher? V'yamai, name or let's say here also, ho'yelo v'zman ha'posom, v'bout if you bring this korban shlomim on Erev Pesach, and right now on Erev Pesach, you would think, to do it l'shem Pesach, you're saying the shlomim is posom, or v'zoy shlomim v'zman ha'posom, even though today is not Erev Pesach, it's a different time of the year. But Nami Poisel, it should also be Poisel. It's according to Rav Chizda that you say Hoyel, if it would happen, let's see here also, if you would do it on Erev Pesach, it would be Poisel. So no matter what time of the year you do it, it should also be Poisel, if you tell me this far from if. If you do it on Erev Pesach, it's Poisel, so the whole year round also should be Poisel. Because just like on Erev Pesach, it's Poisel, the whole year should be Poisel. Yes, more answers. Amar Papa here is different. Shani Hosam, the Yom Akro, the Pesach says, V'yamartem Zevach Pesachu. The Pesach says, well, this is a Korban Pesach, who would remain the Korban Pesach? We dash in who be'avi Yosin. A Korban Pesach is only kosher if you think, L'shem Korban Pesach. Of Loihu L'shum Acherim. But if you think of a Korban Pesach to be another Korban, it's possible. That's Loihu L'shum Acherim. You can't bring the Korban Pesach on Erev Pesach and think this should be a shlomim. This should be an oilo. The locher is it's possible. It's a shino kodesh by Pesach is possible. For lo yacherim lishmoi. And you can't think other korbanos of a korban oilo or a korban shlomim on Erev Pesach. You can't bring a l'shem korban Pesach. If you bring an oilo l'shem Pesach on Erev Pesach, it's possible. Now the diik is bizmanoi dafka on Erev Pesach shu possible l'shem acherim. Then the halacher is, when you bring your korban Pesach on Erev Pesach bizmanoi, if now you think this korban should be a shlomim, the korban is posel. Because right now it's supposed to be a korban Pesach. If you bring it now for shlomim, the halacher is posel. So I'll tell you who adin, acherim psulim l'shmoi. The same thing we're saying in Chiddush now according to Rebbe Lezer. That if you have other korbanos that you think to make it into a korban Pesach, it also becomes posel. But when? Dafka bizmanoi. Because then it's posel. A korban Pesach. Ma'ashen ken shloi bizmanoi. Well, we're not talking about Erev Pesach. The rest of the year. Shu kosher l'shum acherim. Then it's just the opposite. A korban Pesach itself. The rest of the year. If you shechted l'shem Pesach, it's posel. But if you shechted l'shem acherim, you shechted l'shem a korban shlomim, it becomes kosher. You say, what in acherim? The same thing when you have other korbanos, a korban oilo, that you shechted the korban oilo l'shem a korban Pesach. Is k'sherim l'shmoi. That if you shecht it on the rest of the year, avada should be kosher. So maybe there's no kasher here. Here you can't say hoyol if on Erev Pesach it's possible, the rest of the year should be possible. No, it's not worse than the Korban Pesach itself. The Korban Pesach itself only on Erev Pesach. That's when we say it's possible. If you shecht it shalei l'shmol l'shem shlomim, but the rest of the year, if you shecht l'shem shlomim, becomes kosher. So adin another korban. That Yeshech and Lashem Korban Pesach has the same halacher. It's only posel on Erev Pesach, but the rest of the year is kosher.
More Rav Simloi also came to Rav Yechin. Rav Simloi came in front of Rav Yechin. Omalei told him, Nistin Limar Sefer Yuchsin. Please teach me the halachas of Yuchsin. Rashi says that's the Mishnayis of Sefer Divrei Hayamim. As Divrei Hayamim talks about all the Yichus of different people, a Kain, a Yisrael, a Levi, who you could marry, and Pashat is a home with the old Perik and Asar Yuchsin about at the end of Masechta Kedushin, the very Shver halachas, about who you're allowed to marry, who not. So he asked him, please teach me these halachas. Omalei Mehechanat. So he asked him, where do you come from? So Rav Simloi asked Rav Yechin. So Rav Yechin wanted to be matkal, like push him away. So Rav Yechin asked him, where do you come from? Omalei milud. I was born in Lud. Rechim Moisvicha, where do you live though now? Min Adoy. I live now in Adoy. So Omalei, Rav Yechin told him back, Eini doinin, lelo ludim, lelo nadoyim. I don't teach these halachis to people that come from Lud, and I don't teach them to people that come from Adoy either. V'chol shchein dat, and of course you, the milud, or my sechem and Adoy, you are both chashroinis. You were born in Lud, and you come from this place, from Adoy, I'm not going to teach you these halachis. I called for him kafir. So he didn't take this for an answer, Reb Simloi. He forced him and said, please teach me. V'yatzi, okay. Omalei, so finally Rav Yechid was masking to sit down and teach him these halachas about Divrei Yomim, about Sefer Yuchsin. So Omalei, Rav Simloi got up and told him, Nisnayo begim yachi. I'm only giving you 3 months to teach it to me, that's all. I don't think I'm going to sit here the rest of my life. I'm only going to sit here 3 months, do a good job. Shokel kola paskebe. He took like something and hit it, like an angry, make a noise. Omalei, that's impossible to teach it to you in 3 months. I'll bring you a raya. Oma bruya, tevei sudra meya. Madach, this lady Bruya, which was Rameya's wife, the famous Bruya. Bratet Rachnina ben Traden. She was the daughter of Rachnina ben Traden. The Tanya tlos Rameya Shvaitator. She learned 300 halachis, the Yoimin, one day. Megimel Meya Ravsa, from 300 different Rebbeim. Every day, or Koponim, she used to learn 300 different halachas every day, from 300 different Rebbeim. Fiafilu Wachi still, Loyotzi de Chavosa betlos de Shonin. When she sat down to learn this Sefer Yuchsin, after learning it for 3 years, she didn't know it well. So you see, it took her 3 years to learn it. How do you expect to learn it in 3 months? You're telling me now in 3 months I should teach it to you. No, the kids say, Kishok of yours when they're walking away, Omulei. Rebbe, my bein, so good, so I didn't teach him the lochis. Well, I call upon him, he asked him another locha. Omulei Rebbe, my bein the shmoy, vishto le shmoy. What's the difference? If you think about Lishmoy and Shlo Lishmoy, in other words, that the Korban, you're doing Korban Shlom now, or Korban Pesach. If you think the Korban Pesach should be done Lishem Pesach, but also Shlo Lishmoy, you also think it should be done Lishem Shlomim. The Locha is the Korban is possible we had before. Lishmoy and Shlo Lishmoy, a Korban Pesach is possible. And Loichlov, Shlo Loichlov, that's kosher. If you think for 10 people, 5 of them could eat, 5 of them can eat, the Korban is still kosher. Is what's the difference between machshavis loichlov and shnei loichlov with lishmoy and shnei lishmoy? That's what Rav Simloi yes Rav Yechinim. Omalei, he answered back. Koyu v'sum rabbonanat. Since you're a young rabbonim, is tov yem lechol. I'll come out. I'll tell you why. I'll give you the answer. Lishmoy v'shnei lishmoy is tula v'gufay. When you b'shash you make it a korban pesach itself. B'shash shchita. You think now this shchita should be done l'shem korban pesach. And then right away, you also think it should be done l'shem mishlamin. That the Mishnah says is possible. It was a shail in the Gemara. Is it talking about one avoida b'shach shchita? He had both machshavis, or else no, it's talking about shchita and then kabbalah. Two different avoidas. But I call upon him there for sure. It's possible because the machshav, when you're thinking that this korban should be done l'shem mishlamin, that's subsuming the korban itself. You're like changing the kedusha of the korban itself. So even a little bit of the korban that becomes possible, the korban is possible. Mashenki loichlov shrei loichlov. Ein psul of the gufoy. There's no psul the guf of the korban itself. The korban pesach is still kosher. What was wrong? That you thought the wrong people should eat it. You thought now that that this korban should be mechapa for which person? For a person that can't eat it. But a korban since there are some people that could eat it, it's not so gefelik, it's kosher. Because here it's not a psul the gufoy. That's one difference. I'll tell you now another difference. Lishmoy v'shtel lishmoy iyech baru isuroi. You can't be mavar, you can't check out which part of the korban is posel. When you say l'shmer l'shem korban pesach and not l'shem korban pesach, l'maisa part of it is posel. We don't know which part, so that part always stays there. Ma'ashenke li'oichlov v'shter lo'ichlov. Even though right now you're thinking that you want this korban to be for people that can't eat, of a still efshel avar isurei. it's still possible to know whether you have 10 people here. These 5 people could eat, these 5 people can't eat. So as if we're saying this korban now, even though you're thinking about those 5 people, forget about those 5 people though. We have other 5 people that could eat, and this korban is kosher for those 5 people. So let's look at it as if this korban is only aiming for that 5 people. So Melech, here, you can explain yourself that even though you said those 5 people, you don't really mean them, like they're not here. We're going to use only these 5 people that are kosher. That's Rashi's second shot, that you could be oikul like your first machshavim. Even though you thought you'd give it to the people that can eat, but then you can change your mind, and you'll give it to the people that could eat. So that's another difference. Now he's saying a few more differences. Lishmoi b'shto lishmoi, when you think about a korban pesach and a korban shlomim, yesh dem medalar avoidis. This psul is chal any time during shchita, during kabbalah, during halacha, during zrika. Any one of the 4 avoidis. That if you think that you want to make the korban for a person that can't eat it, ain't the arba avoidis. It's not nogei to all arba avoidis, only b'shashchita. Like the apostle of the fall, if we ochel of the chaisum, it's only the chila is only chal b'shashchita. So it's only a machshava that's chal b'shashchita. That's why this machshava will make it. Baita lishmoi b'shtol lishmoi yeshna b'tzibur kibiyochin. This psul that you think for the wrong korban, it's nogei to korban tzibur. You're supposed to bring a seer, a chatis for korban tzibur, and you think to bring it for shlomim, it's possible. Masheken oichlov, shter loichlov, ain't a betzibur kibiyochin. This psul that you bring in the korban, amanas people that can't eat should have it, it's only possible by korban pesach. But you all know the korban is no such psul. Even if you can't eat the meat, so what? The korban is still kosher. The only time you have to eat the meat is only by korban pesach. That's with likuvah. So this psul is only negated to korban yochid like a korban pesach. Masheken the psul of shinu kodesh l'shmoi and shtel l'shmoi, that's negated to all korbanos, even by korban tzibur. That's why there are a lot of differences between the 2 halachas. That's why if you think a little bit about shlomim, even though you also thought about a korban pesach, it's possible. But if you think a little bit about oichlim and a little bit about shtel oichlim, the korban is kosher because that's not such a bad machshava for these 4 differences. The more Rav Ashi Yama, that that you say all these differences, the first 2 are the same thing. Psula v'gufay, that that you say that if you think that this korban pesach should be for shlomim, that's a big psul because it's chal in the korban itself. You like changing the kedusha of the korban itself, the guf of the korban itself. V'yesh l'var isuri, then you also said once you made l'shem shlomim, you can't tell which part of the korban is possible, which not. Zok techod and ulsi, these 2 sfaras are the same thing. The my tamam of psul of the gufay, why do you say there's a milo in a psul in the guf of the korban? The chur, it's not really anything wrong with the korban itself, it's only you thought. It's your machshava, b'shash shchita, you did a good shchita. Just you thought b'shash shchita, you want this korban to help for a korban shlomim. So it's only a machshava. So what's the chsorim, why is it called the psul of the gufay? The teretz is mishum the yesh of ari surim, because the paslus is chal in the korban, and you can't tell which part of the korban is posel, which part of the korban is kosher. So since you can't tell which yes, which not, that's the milah, that's why it's such a chomadik of psul. So it's like one thing. The reason why l'shmoi, shol l'shmoi, so chomer, is because once the paslis is chal in the korban, you can't get it out. You don't know which part it's chal, it always stays there. That's called psul of a gufay. Good. Omar Rami bar Rav Yuda. Omar Rav. At the time when the Chomim hid, took away Sefer Yuchsin. So Rashi says Nignas doesn't really mean they hid it, but rather in the Shtakach. They forgot about it. They forgot how to learn it. It is Toshas Koyach and Shechachomim. The Chomim felt very bad. Rashi says they lost the Koyach. Why? Shenignas Mem, time may Torah Shoyabo. Like they forgot their Lochis. There are a lot of Lochis in Sefer Divrei Yomim. All the Ilchas Yuchsin, they like forgot. Toshas Koyach and Shechachomim. The koyer mayor einayim, and the poshut lost their eyesight; they couldn't see so well anymore. They lost their Torah; they lost their light. Omer mazutra, they also liyotzel. There's one poshut the divrei yomim that talks about otzel, and then a few words later says again otzel. It's the name of a person. Rashi says mayotzel liyotzel shnei mikroyesheim or parsha gedolah b'neim or liyotzel shisha bonim. He had 6 kids. The kachosha liyotzel abonim. The seifa the pashtosa elu b'nei otzel. So in between, from one word also to the next word also, te'ina dalid meya gamli de drosha. You needed 400 camels to carry all this swarm of droshes we can make about that psukim. That's how much halachas they had over the gate of Yuchsin. And this one little parsha there, from these few psukim, and how many halachas the Kedushim they had enough of 400 camels to be stacked high with svarim all about the Kedushim, about those psukim. And later they lost them, these halachas we don't have. Right. Tanya Acherim Oyim. The Acherim is a brisa, usually Acherim means Rameya. Rameya says like this. Hiktim, it says like this. Hiktim mulam arelim. It's Peshach Shchita. You think right now the Shchita of the Korban Pesach should be done for mulim, for people that have bris milah, and then you think larelim. Then you also think, no, the Shchita, the Korban Pesach, should be done for these people that are oral. The locher is kosher. Mashenken arelim lemulim. Let's say first you've thought about that this Korban Pesach, shechting it now, it should be good for an oral. And then you think it should also be good for mulim, the locher is posel. In this case, it's posel. For the Gemara, Maishna, what's Pshan Nacherim? What's Pshan Rameya? Why should that be? Maishna Mudum Larelim. The Kosher, why he said he had both Machshavis. First, you thought the Kovim should be a Shchita for good, for the people that have a Bris Milah. And then you thought for the people that don't have a Bris Milah, it's Kosher, why? To Kula or Labinim. Because the only time a Kovim Pesach is possible, if you only thought about an Oral. But once you think about both, it's Kosher. For Lekka, and here that you're thinking about both of them, it's Kosher. So the Sefer should be the same way. Arelim lemulim. Let's say first you thought that this carbon should be for an oral, and then you thought it should also be for mulim. Nami, it should also be kosher, because kula or labina v'leka. It's only possible if you only thought about an oral. But here you're thinking about both, about an oral and about mulim. So what's the difference? Which word you said first? Whether first you said oral and then the mulim that's possible, or whether first you said lemulim and then arelim that's possible, that's kosher. What's the difference? Tomorrow I want to say, Leimu Kasavi Acherim, the Chor, you have to say that Acherim Ramei holds like this.